I tell people, get on the train right now, because Coach Paul got it coming. Because right now, the light at the end of the tunnel is not stay on board.
I'm the incarnation where them Cardinals at, with them Cardinals on their glove and the Cardinal hat. I'm in the Cardinal sports zone spitting Cardinal raps. Say it.
C-A-R-D-S, let's go Cardinal.
Cardinal game, get a Cardinal start. Play them Cardinal strong, leave a Cardinal mark. And if you get...
Welcome to this week's episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wauman. First and foremost, Happy New Year out there to everybody. I'm here with my guy, Sean, a.k.a. Harry Virgo.
How's it going, folks?
This dude's been sick for like the last 6 weeks, so we're glad we finally got him. He's the reason why we haven't been on all week, because we value his input here on the show, kind of. And, yeah, kind of.
Just kind of.
Just kind of. Also, we have here with us our guy, Sam.
What's up, folks?
Joey.
What up? Happy New Year.
And the Hiffy.
What's up, everybody?
Or something like that.
We'll tell you more about that later. The Cardinal Sports Zone podcast is brought to you by Advertising Solutions, Four Pegs Bear Lounge, and Rim Time. And we are coming to you live from the Jamon Brown Foundation Studios. Speaking of Jamon, Cards fans, we'd like you all to take some time out and support Jamon and his executive director, Danny Mosby, and all of the wonderful things they are doing to combat youth and young adult homelessness and all the other ways that they are supporting the underprivileged in our community. You can do that by texting Jamon to 502-890-9779. That's 502-890-9779. No donation is too small, and with more support, they are able to do more in the community. So go ahead and do that. Help Jamon and them out to help out our youth. We also want to send a shout out to our sponsors, Stu, Ad Solutions, Four Pegs, T-Shirt Hooligan, Rim Time, Shack in the Back Barbecue, and Altitude Fun Park, a Trampoline Fun Park. Plenty of amazing sponsors that we have. We've had a couple weeks off, so I'm going to have to get back in the groove. So I tripped up on some words, whatever. Let's go ahead and get the show kicked off. Let's talk about what we didn't want to happen is come in here today and be talking about a bowl loss and a Louisville loss to Kentucky, and we were granted that. We went for one real quick.
Not one for one.
We got one, and we didn't get one. Right. So
one and one.
We went one and one. Well, not one and one. One for two. Whatever.
Yes, one for two, 50%.
But, so, let me ask you something, Hiffy. If you were to be able to choose one of those two, which one would you have picked? Did we get the one that you would have picked? If you could only have a Louisville win over Kentucky or the bowl win, which one would you have picked?
I would have picked the bowl win for momentum for the 2020 season.
Joey?
I think we got the one we needed.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think we got the one that most people would, like as a whole, would have wanted. I think anytime you can beat UK in basketball, it's a huge thing. But I think we got the one we needed because this is a good stepping stone going into next season.
Sam?
I wanted the basketball win.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean?
I wanted the bowl win just because the team needed it for the future.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the bowl win was more impactful than we've got 20 more chances to go out and win a basketball game this year. We don't have any more chances to win a football game. But let's talk about some factors. Louisville lost to Kentucky in basketball. Some people are blaming it on the 10-day layoff between that game and our prior game. I kind of think that may have a little bit of something to do with it. I jotted down some notes, and I'll talk about these notes, and you all can expound on it later. In the first half of the game, it definitely felt like the refs had some really, really bad calls. And I'm not a blame-the-refs kind of guy, but Jordan Wara got fouled in the first half on a big run for us that ended up being stopped dead in the tracks then, that they just didn't call at all. It seemed like it evened out a little bit more in the second half, but what bit us in the second half was our free throw shooting. That and the fact Jordan Wara, he disappeared. And I don't know if it was because he wasn't getting the calls that he felt like he should be getting or not. Also, afterwards, there was a there was a whole bunch of talk about ending this game because it's not a competitive rivalry. I thought that was a bunch of crap. Is this a rivalry?
Nope.
No, you got to win.
Thank you.
Both teams have to win. We can't beat them. Now, it's like I put on Twitter, you know, UK don't want to end it. Why would they?
Yeah,
they get a guaranteed win every year.
It's a win every year for them.
Yeah.
So, you can't end it. No, because you can't then end you're, it, pulling, you're pulling what UK does. When UK loses somebody, what do they do? They end the rivalry.
Indiana in basketball. They ended with Western Kentucky in football. They can't take the losses. I mean, look, it's to me, of course, no. You don't end this because people look forward to this. But the second thing is, no, it's not a rivalry. Because if in rivalries,
there's some
both
sort
teams
of competitiveness.
Have to win.
Yes, teams have to win. Even when Louisville has won games in 2013, in was that 16 with Q, it was close, and they were kind of Kentucky's worst teams out of the John Calipari era a little bit, and we barely squeaked out wins. Even in 2013, we won the championship.
We won by 80-77.
Yeah, it was a 3-point game.
We won it at home.
Yeah, so I mean, and this was one of the Calipari's worst teams too.
Yeah,
and what we got an 8-point, we lost by 8 points in Rupp. So I mean,
well, we really, I know that's what the scoreboard said, but I mean, it really came down to that last possession where we had a chance to tie the game, and then it went into free throw mania. We just So. Also something I wanted to do your all's opinions on is just why can we not fan right? In the first half, it was fire Chris Mack. The whole team sucks. Nobody should be on the team next year. Then about midway through the second half, we went on a run and everybody was like, yeah, this team's unstoppable. And then we lost and it was like, the team sucks again.
Because you said it, fine is short for fanatics.
Yeah,
kind of crazy, but that's and it's emotional. Like
passion,
I mean, it's passion. It's everything in there. You're angry. You're happy. You're excited. I don't know what they call it, but you have such a wave of emotions going through, depending on which way the ball bounces. So people start to say things they should not say. They might regret about 2-3 seconds later. But I mean,
Jeremy and I watched the game together. I mean, and he could tell you, like, my highs and lows. Like, I was up, down.
You threw my hats across the room.
I didn't have a hat on, so, you know, in order to throw a hat, I had to go grab a hat and throw it.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It's fan is short for fanatic, so it's like you go – we're not playing the game, for one, right? But, you know, of course, that's what a fan does. They, oh, well – you should have done this, or you could have done that.
Monday morning quarterbacks.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of being a fan, though.
That's a roller coaster of emotions, I'll say that.
Here's the thing. I stay away from Twitter when I'm watching a game, at least as much as I can, because...
You're one of the smart ones.
Because what happens is, when you get emotional, you say things you don't mean sometimes.
I'm going to stop you there real quick. I've watched – Sean's like one of the most weird people on earth because he's so mild-mannered and quiet.
But
and
during the basketball and football
has
game.
Never felt the warmth of a woman's touch.
Oh,
I don't know what that has to do with him.
Unbelievable.
But
our first one of the year.
There you go. First one of the year, not the last. But let it be first and five – and us only get 3 yards, and this dude's throwing chairs, cussing out the coaches, doing cartwheels.
Face getting red.
Just red, mad, nude online. It's just just an angry, angry person. When it maybe you've scared a couple females off that. Have you ever watched the I know we're getting off to some love talk real quick. That's fine. We do it all here at CSC. But have you ever watched maybe an athletic event with a prospective female? And then afterwards, they didn't call you back?
No.
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 But I will say there are always, whenever me and Sean go to any basketball, regardless, men's or women, football, any sport, there are females in the general vicinity. And I don't know if Higgy noticed it, but there are a few times I notice it in football where there would be some ladies that they would look. So when Sean goes on his rant, some ladies would be, they'll look like, interesting. So, and it's not a good interesting either.
Oh, so. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. Let's turn around and go the other way.
I mean, to know Sean, you have to know. He's, like you said, well-minded, real cool, real chill. But something happens when Louisville sports goes around where that switch flips.
He turns deeply into super fan.
Yeah.
My name is Sean, and I care, and I get sick every 3 weeks.
True.
So Joey, what were your takeaways from the game? We don't want to run down any of the athletes.
No, I'm not going to bash anybody, but I mean, I will say that looking, and I said this during the game, that Jordan Wara looked like he just had a blank stare on his face. It was like there was a body moving around, but there was no heart, no soul, no passion, no fire, anything.
I'm just glad you're not bashing face or eyes.
No, I mean, I'm not bashing him. I mean, like, I don't know what the kid is going through. I mean, maybe he was sick that morning. Maybe, you know, he had other things going through his head, whatever. Or maybe he just didn't display it. But it just didn't look like he was interested that day.
Except for that 1-3 that he hit.
It finally went in, right.
Yeah, it was towards
the end of the game. Yeah. I thought Fresh Kimball finally showed us a little bit of maybe what they saw in him. He was actually able to, you know, get some penetration in the lane, get some baskets inside.
What did I say every time he touched the ball?
I'm going to be honest. I was so mad that game, I don't remember.
I hate Fresh Kimball every time he touched the ball. But I'll tell you this much. He was maybe one of only two of the players that stepped up, that showed up for that game. Dwayne Sutton.
And Stevie Enoch.
And Enoch, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Him and two others
now,
is what
I
meant.
I'll also say at the beginning of the game, first 5-6 minutes of the game, I didn't think – it looked like Enoch, maybe that was his first time playing basketball.
It did. It really did.
Yeah, he looked like a deer in headlights.
That was a great moment.
He looked like Bambi walking around there, you know, like on a couple of – but then it just – there was one shot, that one hook that went in, and from there on out, he was like – he was demanding the ball. He wanted the ball.
They don't have anyone who could check him.
No, right. I mean, he knew.
He should have went for 40.
This is my game.
Right.
Get me the ball. Dwayne Sutton, you know, he's there every game.
The funny part about that is the shot right before it started to click, Joey was like, take Stevie Enoch out of the game. I hate what he's doing right now. And then he hit the hook shot and hit another shot. And Joey's like, keep him in. I love what he's doing in the game right now. So –
and that's part of being the fan part, right?
Yep.
You know that goes back to – but depending he didn't. I don't bumps. Think I'm the only one who saw that. Like, he didn't look like he knew what was – like, he looked new to basketball in general for, like, 4 or 5 minutes.
Kind of like
and
when –
and then it just said, like, something clicked and, all right, I'm good.
Kind of like when Higgy's at a salad bar.
That – no.
No?
That's not a good comparison.
No, I said salad bar, not like a buffet. So what said, are these things? Greens?
The hippie said, "What's a salad bar?"
Higgy, what was your takeaways from the game? You know, I'm joking with you, kinda.
The two things that bothered me the most were more. First was the free throw shooting. I mean, that's obvious. It was just 9 of 20 from the free throw line can kill you in any game, and it just hurt us to see Ryan McMahon shoot all right. Other people shoot all right from the free throw line. It just bothered me that we were missing free throws when Max says we put up 100 free throws daily. And it just hurt
on game day. But she doesn't. Go ahead, sorry.
The other thing that hurt me mostly was more the post presence for our bigs. We had Nick Richards in foul trouble midway through the second half with 4 fouls. Why didn't we go in the post longer? It just seemed like
that
we were taking a settle on.
That was the rotation, though. I felt like that was the rotation.
It wasn't the rotation. It was more we didn't want to establish what we had going in the first half.
When Jordan and Ryan were out there, we were not trying to get the ball down low. It was all perimeter.
Yeah.
It was all perimeter. And that's the stretch that happened.
Right.
That's the stretch that had happened. The ball wasn't going. Look, trust me, I guarantee you Stephen Enoch was saying the same thing.
But we put Jordan back in, and we went back to perimeter shooting. It just – if once we
right,
that's what he just was saying.
I'm saying what you're – we got away from
it. I know you're used to us like arguing with you, but he's backing you up this time.
Because of the rotation. We took Ryan and Jordan out. And it was a good 7-8 minute stretch.
Yeah.
We came back.
We were down 12 when they went out. We were up 1 or 2 when they came back in. Or 3 when they came back in. And again, what was working, poof, gone. We're not doing that anymore.
But at the same time, Pitino's teams of old Pitino saw what you can take advantage of a team and take advantage of them. It just seemed like we didn't do anything to get another post presence after Ryan Jordan came back in.
Well, see,
and if they would have went more in the post, Richards probably would have fouled out.
I'm agreeing with you. I absolutely, like we was talking before the show.
Didn't attack the guys who were in foul trouble.
Kept putting pressure on them.
They tried to. Richards got away with a lot of fouls that should have been his fifth foul.
Yeah.
Then Stephen Hedock got a foul call for playing basketball, for posting up a player.
Yeah.
I looked at that over and over again, and I'm like, where is the foul? There was no foul. But I know you didn't ask me, but I'm glad.
I was about to come to you next.
Okay. I'm glad we didn't do this show the day before. I mean, the day after.
Yeah.
Because I would have been on a Stephen A. Smith-sized rant. because I was...
Stay off the weed.
I was upset. Pissed off. Just no one talked to me for hours after that game. But, like, I know we're not going to bash players or anything. David Johnson should have got some play. David Johnson should have got some playing time in this game. Ryan McMahon cannot get 28 minutes against Kentucky.
No,
15 minutes. Yes.
Did you notice that once they took McMahon off of Maxey, they put Sutton on him? Now he still scored.
They attacked
but
Sutton
it was
and
way
they attacked
more contested and
right. And whoever they ran their off ball situations and the drag screens a little bit. And when they kicked it out, they always had the offensive player always had a running start, and it was usually always a running start against Ryan McMahon.
Yep.
He's not gonna contest. Ryan was 5'10", 5'11", 5'10". I don't know. He's not gonna contest many of Maxey's jumpers.
No.
So you're putting maybe a top 15 pick against Ryan McMahon. That's as a coach, you shouldn't put your player in a position like that. You should not put Ryan McMahon in that position. But I love Chris Mack as a coach, and all the great coaches have similar characteristics, and they're all stubborn. They're all stubborn, and maybe to a fault. My thing is, I think Chris Mack needs to get out of his own way. Ryan should be 12 to 15, 12 to 18 minutes a game type of player. He's a weapon, not a stable.
28 minutes.
Yeah, that's too much in this
way
game.
Way too much. It should have been
the last 10 minutes of the game, maybe. But
16 to 18 minutes for Ryan and 16 to 18 for David.
And maybe you even give David 10 minutes and give Sam 10 minutes or 11. But I digress. Chris Mack just needs to get, in my opinion, Chris Mack needs to get out of his own way and use Ryan as what he is. He's a weapon. He's not a stable in this offense if you're going to try to win a championship.
Let me ask you this, Sam and Joey, real quick. From what you all saw of Darius, too, does Darius shouldn't be in the lineup with Fresh? Yes or no?
Yes. I think you start Darius and Fresh. I know it gives you a lack of shooting on the perimeter, but you start Darius and Fresh, and then in your backcourt, you bring in Ryan and David Johnson as your backup. But even in the game, and it irritated me to the I can't tell you how much it irritated me. If you all noticed, Kentucky denied, they played a denial ball pressure, not ball, off-ball pressure. They denied everything to the wings. So it made it hard for Ryan and Jordan to get open. And in my mind, I'm saying that, and I'm like, two things. When you see that, you bring your big man up to the free throw line extended, and then you tell your wings, if they overplay you, you cut back door. It's wide open every single time. And then the second thing that frustrated me as a guard, point guard my whole life, is if I see you have your defenders not looking at me but denying the ball to my other players, I'm taking it as disrespect that you think that this one person is going to be able to stop me. So as Darius and Fresh, they should have took it as a disrespect that, oh, you got this one guy, you think he's going to check me? Spread it out. I'm going to take him to the rim every single time. Either I'm going to get fouled, I'm going to get a bucket, or Nick Richards or whoever else is going to try and come and help. It's going to be too late, and I'm going to kick it to the open person.
And I think
that did not happen enough.
No, right. It didn't happen enough. I think Fresh did some of that.
He did.
Darius... I think he did. I don't think Darius played bad.
He didn't.
No, I mean, he didn't do anything to. He didn't have any, you know, really bad plays or anything like that. He had a couple, you know, there towards the beginning. He was one of the first people to score, you know, hit that jumper. I mean, he can shoot. I think Darius can shoot. I just don't think he, you know, he knows that's not what they need him to do.
To me, Darius has that Edgar Sosa mentality where if that first one or two goes in, it's green light for the rest of the game. But if that first one or two miss, he's a little bit gun shy at times.
Yeah.
Well, the end fact was we lost. To me, I felt like it was a close game. It was our best chance to win this game in a long time. Hit the free throws. That last shot in regulation, I was just certain was going to go in. It went about three quarters of the way in and then rolled back out. I love you, Coach Chris Mack. I do as much as I can. Someone that I'm not related to, but Ryan McMahon should not be start. He shouldn't start against Duke. He shouldn't start against North Carolina, and he shouldn't start against Kentucky. Just as it's been brought up, when he was taken out and we put a more athletic guy on Maxie, it made it harder and harder for him to get things done. That's when we the first part of the run came while Maxie was sitting out. We were able to sustain that run because of putting Sutton on him and limiting what he was able. He still did his thing, but he was a lot more limited. Sean, you didn't get to watch any of the game because you've been in an unmedically induced coma for the last week. But did anything that you were able, just by listening to us talk about it, was there anything that kind of stood out to you?
Well, I looked at some of the stats, and one thing that stood out to me was the rebounding. Nick Richards had, I believe, zero rebounds against Ohio State.
Yeah,
you're right. And ends up with a double-double against us. How's that happen? That shouldn't happen when you got Stephen Enoch, and you got Malik Williams, who's a pretty dang good rebounder, too.
He just wanted it more. Rebounding is all about effort.
Right.
And heart. That's all rebounding is.
The difference in this game and every other game, we've talked about what I believe is the formula, not necessarily a theory or a conspiracy theory, but the formula. The difference this game was we decided, oh, they're ahead of us. Let's go get this. Let's go on this run. The only the difference to me was we did not make good on second chance opportunities. And when we missed the shot, they kept us from second chance opportunities. And it just was not, there was not a good flow to the game. You're not going to, people talk about, oh, it was the ref calls. You have to assume there's already going to be 10 bad calls going into that game. That's why you got to do stuff like hit free throws and limit and we did a great job at limiting our turnovers. 10 minutes into the second half, we only had one turnover, and I think that was in the second half.
Yeah, I think we would just like 11.
Request from CBS next year that we get different announcers.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That was my next point.
Because they were the biggest homers for Kentucky.
What do you expect? This UK.
Give us somebody. I don't know who you can give us. Who could we get that?
What was the term? What was it that
unbiased
Billy Packer kept doing?
Wow. dude, it was a late.
Woohoo. That's what it was. Woohoo.
Bill Raftery.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I said Packer.
He's been covering Kentucky games from since I know.
We came down and did the exact. I know you'll remember what I'm talking about. We did the exact same thing, and they're like,
oh, yeah, that wasn't that hard. That wasn't that difficult to do.
He was lucky to get that one to go in.
Yeah. it's the same one,
dude,
you just
shut up.
Wet your pants for on the other end.
Well, when Jordan got fouled on that dunk attempt, oh, man, that was just great defense. Look at that, blah, blah. Bro, he just about karate chopped his elbow off.
Well, we always know that the refs are going to miss some obvious calls.
Yeah.
Especially there.
And
that almost makes you wonder
Ryan
how
got
Evansville
like pinballed like 17 times.
How did Evansville
down,
but, you know, pull off the upset with all those calls? I mean, you got to assume that was a big issue in the
their shots.
Yeah, in the first half. Didn't we at the half we only had one free throw attempt and they had like 13 or 14 already?
Yes.
Probably a good thing. Yes.
Well, yeah. I don't know if we had more attempts that might have been enough to make the difference.
Another thing that I noticed too, And I see a trend, whether it's Pitino or Chris Mack's team, I don't think that John Calipari is a better coach than either Rick or Chris Mack. I highly doubt that. and you can't prove to me otherwise. But Kentucky always seems like they want it more. They have more dogs on the court than Louisville does.
At least during that game.
Yes, during the Louisville game, I don't
know
what
Calipari
tells them.
They know what it means more than our players do or something. Like
I think our players just want it too much. I thought it was just under Rick that they were just tight and wound up because they won. But I don't know what Calipari tells his players. They're more relaxed when they come to play Louisville. Where
if you
home
lose,
wall.
I'm taking your money away from you.
Well, then that would make you tight. But they're relaxed. And plus, they have dogs that were, like you say, whenever Ryan McMahon switched onto them, it's no way this little white boy is going to stop me from getting to my spot on the court.
Honky Pete's not stopping me.
I'm 5'7" on a good day. And when I was in high school, when I wanted to get to my spot, I'm sorry, it's not one person that was going to stop me from getting to where I wanted to get. And that's how I feel Kentucky players feel.
I'll tell you why they play so loose is because he actually offers him more money. He's like, I'll give you a bonus if you beat
me. Oh, it's not taking money away. It's extra benefits.
But maybe we just don't realize the power of the L's down. Maybe that gives them some special energy. I mean, the fans.
They just really want to do it.
And the fans, you know, they were down by 8 and still L's down everybody. I guess maybe they were just like started hugging and kissing on their sisters.
I don't know, but I was ready to find out what section or where Sam was because I was ready to meet up with my boy here.
Listen. I'll tell you this. I'm like Sean, most of you guys. I'm well-minded, and I'm chill.
Yeah.
I am absolutely chill. I'm not crazy when it comes to sports like Sean is at that moment. But
this is debatable.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, we'll come back to you, Master Debater.
If I'm watching, like, and this goes to anyone, if you're watching a game, I see this Kentucky guy and his friends screaming obscenities at the TV. And I'm like, they're doing middle fingers at the TV and yelling and screaming at the TV, F Louisville and go. I'm sitting there just watching the game. I'm getting upset. I'm like, come on, Chris, come on, guys, like let's go. You're talking to me, and I'm ignoring you. The first 2-3 times you say something to me, you clearly see I'm ignoring you. You come up to me in my face and starts talking again, and I look at the other TV, and all of a sudden you feel the need to go ahead and tap me on my shoulder and look. If I was not at my nephew's birthday party, and if my girlfriend was not there right behind me, I put this on everything I love. I would have knocked him out. Like, I'm not paying you any attention. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Continue cursing and doing whatever you got to do with your buddies. But you don't want this smoke, bro.
Wait, they were sitting there cussing at the TV at a children's birthday party?
Never mind,
they were Kentucky fans.
So I was already like,
they sure was.
Just leave me alone. Like,
Big
I'm
Blue
not
Nation.
Paying you
attention. Do you expect anything less out of these fans? No.
I don't, but I'm doing my part to not aggravate him, not egg it on, not add anything to it. But if you're going to come up to me and then you touch me, that's the part that really kind of like got my blood boiling because don't touch me.
I would roll my sleeves up if I had some.
I was like, don't touch me. And I just looked at him, and I guess he kind of realized that, my bad, like I should not have touched you. Because I looked at him, and he was like, he put his hands up, and then he walked back to his area like, no, bro. No.
Like I said, maybe we're just not giving enough credit to L's down, and there might be just something special that drives you when you know that you get to go home and make out with your sister. I don't know. We're going to go to the commercial break real quick. We'll be right back. This is the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. Hey, Card Nation. With it getting cold outside, do you want to try some award-winning chili that is currently the best in Louisville? Come to Four Pegs Beer Lounge and Restaurant, located on 1053 Goss Avenue. Four Pegs is on the corner of Goss and Spratt Street. Their specials include daily happy hour specials on drinks and various menu items. One special that they feature is 5 jumbo smoked wings and a drink for $6.99. Four Pegs is also your social destination for the Thursday open mic night and Sunday night trivia. So come on out to Four Pegs and enjoy the food and the people.
Come out to the Altitude Trampoline Fun Park. We're a huge, bright, fun, family-friendly trampoline park We offer large spaces for birthday parties with top-of-the-line experiences and 2 hours of jump and party time with every party. While you are there, check out our new foam area. We offer competitive pricing to those other parks, so come on out to Altitude Trampoline Fun Park in Shively and have a blast. I know I always do. If you have any questions, call us at 502-449-9952. That is 502-449-9952.
Man, Rim's high, I'm a ride looking nice.
It's Black Friday all month long at Rim Time. And the early bird gets the best deal. This month only. Pay just $10 down on any set of wheels. Rim Time is slashing prices on select in-stock inventory. Like 20-inch wheel and tire packages from only $24.99 a week. Or just get some new tires from Goodyear or Bridgestone for only $8. For only $8 a week. Just in time for winter. Did I mention you only need $10 down? And you're riding today? $10. And no credit check. Just in time for Christmas. And with 120 days, same as cash, you can pay off your awesome wheels when you get your tax check. Hurry. While supplies last. Located at Brainerd Park Plaza next to Harbor Freight. Visit rimtime.com or just call 423-803-1777. That's 423-803-1777.
Man, Rim's
high,
I'm a ride looking nice.
Hey, Card Nation, I'm Derek A. Stewart with Dream JP Porter Realtors. I'm the unofficial realtor of the Louisville Cardinals. I repeat, the unofficial realtor for the Louisville Cardinals. Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Interest rates are at an all-time low, and there are several options for no money down for first-time home buyers. Yes, no money down. Call or text me today at 502-314-9868, 502-314-9868. Let's talk houses and about our card.
Attention, Kentuckiana business owners. Has your marketing strategy not performed as well as you would have liked? Are you tired of the media buying guessing game? Are you sick and tired of meeting with new sales reps who promise that their product is number one? Stop the insanity. Advertising Solutions is your one-stop source for buying local media in your market. Let Advertising Solutions take the guesswork out of your media buying decisions. No more guessing, just analytics and a proven track record of producing results. Go to GetAdvertisingHelp.com today to learn more.
Shack in the Back Barbecue, located in the heart of Fairdale, where we smoke our meats on real block pits. We're always taking orders no matter what the season or occasion is. We have all the fixings to meet all your barbecue needs. Call us at 502-363-3BBQ. That's 502-363-3BBQ. Shack in the Back.
Are you looking for a badass game day hoodie? Or how about a unique and original custom-made t-shirt, hat, or jacket? T-Shirt Hooligan has you covered. Shop online at tshirthooligan.com and take advantage of all the savings with promo code 502HOOLIGAN all season long. Follow us on Twitter at Hooligan T-Shirt for all the hottest new designs. And don't worry, we follow back, youngin. Visit tshirthooligan.com today. Dress like a legend.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast here live from the Jamon Brown Foundation Studios. Your boy Jeremy here, along with Sean, Sam, Joey, and Hyphy. We talked about some stuff that made us mad in the first segment and some things that made us upset, but now we get to talk about some stuff that made us real happy. That was the bowl game, the Music City Bowl against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. The game started off kind of iffy. We were down 14-0 after normal Mr. Dependable Des Fitzpatrick fumbled the ball like at the one or two, whatever, led to the second touchdown, I believe. It was like a 98.
No, I think it led to that first one.
Yeah, it was first.
Was it the first one? Okay. Yeah. I thought they got the ball first.
They did, but we started.
They scored. Okay, I thought they scored on their first drive. Joey misinformed me.
I was moving.
Yeah, that's true. So, went down 14-0, and then in probably one of the most ridiculous calls I've ever seen in my entire life, Dorian Etheridge was ejected from the football game, just like our guy Burgess was ejected the last time we played in this game for something that, okay, I get it. The first time that Dorian swiped, that was a, you know, okay, hey, you're on my foot.
Get off.
Get off. The second time he did rare back, and it looked to me anyway, it looked like he like was like, "Hey, get off, mother," right. You know, whatever. Should he have been flagged for that? Absolutely. Should he have been ejected from the game? When, and I won't name what team, but the next day, a guy punches an opposing team's player and gets to play the entire game. It was ridiculous.
You know why they said that was okay, though?
Because of the time. Because it was more than an hour before the game.
Okay. And I think that is the biggest load of crock.
Well, that's because they didn't want him not playing in that, because there's no game if he's not playing.
I understand that, but not to make this about them, I think that's a coaching thing, too. I think he gives them the okay, and he allows them, hey, if y'all need to go over there and mess with their head and start to pick a fight, you get about 30, 32 minutes before the refs come out.
Oh, I absolutely think
go do what you
got
to do to get yourselves jacked up for this game.
Well, and that's what they did here at home against us. Jeff Badouche or Bidet was going around swinging on people. And it's just something I feel like that coach – let's get off them, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the way that first half ends, 2-2 Atwell, Mr. Everything, throws a touchdown. Chalifo hits a field goal at the end, and it's 14-10 at the half. At that point, I'm watching it with did Chris come over or not? I don't remember.
No, it was just you, Teresa.
Okay, so I looked at the girls, and I was like, the girls don't really understand what's going on, but I'm like, okay, this is good. Even though we're down, this is good. We get the ball. We've been playing. To me, it really looked like we were about to just go on a run. I just felt that our defense had played really good in the second quarter. They played suspect in the first quarter, but it really felt like to me somebody had stuck the key in the defensive ignition and turned it. The second half, to me, it was all Louisville defense. Louisville had three sacks and a scoop and score. Our guy, the 18th-year senior, Devontae Peake, caught a touchdown to reel off 24 straight points for the Cards. We went up 24-14 going into the fourth quarter. A minute 8 into the fourth quarter, Marshawn Ford got a touchdown after a nasty no-call targeting hit. Let's talk about that. Justin Marshall about got his head knocked off his body. The helmets smacked each other so hard it...
The paint flew off.
Yeah. It, like, damaged... I believe it was Justin's helmet, but, I mean, I couldn't really...
No, it was a Mississippi State.
Okay, yeah, that's right, because it was white.
You seen the part of the helmet
You can see it explode.
Off. Right.
But with that touchdown after that, it made it 31-14 in the fourth quarter. And the weirdest thing, can anybody guess what I'm about? The weirdest thing happened on the ensuing play.
Rajay Burns.
No.
No.
Recovered an onside kick.
No.
No, what are you talking about?
No.
That's when they onsided, right?
No.
Right after
no,
it was 31-14?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
About-
well, excuse the heck out of me. I just told you I didn't watch it.
You're excused. That's true.
So, do you know Hiffy?
Pizza.
I was thinking a touchdown.
So we scored a touchdown, and on the very next play, we scored a touchdown. No, we kicked a touchback.
Oh, there you go.
One of the first touchdowns. Yeah, we homeboy kicked it like 20 yards out of the end zone.
Now,
I do remember that. There was a big, like,
was
cheer.
There a penalty on them before that caused us to kick farther ahead?
No, it wasn't.
No, that was just a straight up.
Okay.
Touchback. I wrote these notes as we were watching the game. Mississippi State did go down to end that possession to end the 31-0 Louisville run. They went back to – here's the thing about it. They went away from passing the ball. In the first quarter, they passed the ball, pass heavy. Second and third quarter, they were run heavy. In the fourth quarter, they decided, hey, we're going to pass the ball. And they had tremendous success. They almost had the momentum on their side and were marching for their second straight touchdown when the Louisville D showed up again and almost took one to the house. Javian dominated the final drive for the Cards, and it put UofL up 38-21. To me, the Louisville defense played their game of the year in the Music City Bowl to give Louisville their eighth win of the year. We had a 300-yard passer, 100-yard rusher, 100-yard receiver, over 500 total yards combined. We talked about 6 weeks ago. We're like, it's probably impossible, but it's not impossible for Tutu and Javion to both break the single season record for receiving and rushing. They did just that. And again, I don't know why this is out of order, but Anyway, Mississippi State scored a garbage time touchdown. The final score was 38-28.
And we did recover an onside kick.
Right.
I do know that.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, yeah. We did do that, which was awesome.
Oh, man, Louisville's got a good linebacker there on with some good hands on recovery team. I'm like, yeah,
caught it.
He was a corner last year.
Right.
Most of his career.
Yeah.
He was committed to Ohio State as a corner.
As a corner, yeah, so.
So that as well, but I was going for the touchback earlier because I don't remember any other. I mean, I'm sure we had some. I don't remember any touchbacks this year.
I don't remember any touchbacks that weren't wind-aided or penalty-aided.
Correct. So real quick, try to keep it to a minute. What you didn't watch the game.
No,
so.
But I've got – I mean, I was listening on the radio.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't get to see, like, all the things.
So we'll start on this side because I know Sean watched it because he was laid up in bed watching
it. I had
it
wired up. I was trying to keep updated on it.
What stood out to you?
Mikhail Cunningham.
I'm glad you said that because in the group chat, everybody's asking for the MVP of the game, and everybody's like, Tutu, Javian, duh. And I said, no, Mikhail Cunningham is the MVP of this game, and everybody scoffed, and that was at halftime. And then I know Tutu caught a touchdown and threw for one, and that's cute and everything.
Wait,
but with,
did Tutu caught a touchdown? I don't think he did.
Yeah.
He didn't catch one.
He didn't?
No.
Marshawn had two.
He had 147 yards. But.
Marshawn had two.
I could have sworn.
Vontae Pete had one, and Hawkins ran for one.
Yep.
That's only 28 points.
That's only 28.
We had scoop and score.
Yeah, there it goes.
And a field goal.
Yeah,
there's still one touchdown missing.
No, the came pass scoop and score was a minute 35.
One defensive.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that proves my point even more. So 2-2-2 for a touchdown. Cute. Whatever. How if you're this and I don't ever say a lot of bad things about the coaching staff. They've all been really nice and friendly with me. I love them all. But how do you let Mikhail Cunningham in the game one pass completion short of qualifying for the national records?
That doesn't go on the regular coach. That goes on like your ops manager. I can't remember what they call them.
Ops manager.
Is it ops managers?
I think so.
Or
game manager or whatever. How do you do that? Because we ran the ball the entire last drive of the game.
We already knew that. We had talked about that like
knew,
a couple
though.
Weeks ago.
I don't think they
how
knew.
Do they not? How do they? Not, that's what I'm saying. How do they not know? Because they said. Kelly Dickey said, had he completed or had he thrown
one more pass,
he would have been third in the country behind Burrow. No, he said.
Kelly Dickey said second in the country, only behind Burrows.
Okay.
One more pass.
Well, I must have read a different tweet. Yeah. But how do you not? I mean, there's somebody's job on that sideline is to keep up with records.
They had one job.
Right.
I mean, Tutu came out afterwards and said he knew what he needed to do.
Right.
And he told him, get me the ball.
Tutu's 80 yards away. Javian's 115. Yeah. You know, somebody should have been.
Mikhail might have known, but it might have been, I just want to win. But because I like I say, that the ops guy had one job, if it is his job. But I highly doubt the coaches knew because they probably were in, we got to find a way to win mode.
Right.
So I don't think that was something that was on their mind. It might have been on the player's mind, but
but when you go in the fourth quarter, up as big as Louisville was before the garbage time touchdown, and before Mississippi State came, because I mean Louisville was up 34-14 going into the fourth, or was it after?
No,
I said
34. Yeah.
Yeah. After the minute eight, I believe I said in minute eight into the fourth quarter, we made it 34-14. At that point, why aren't you starting to figure out record? I don't know. Maybe they don't do that. I thought that there should, but. Okay, so two questions for y'all. One, I've seen this said, so it's not far-fetched. Sean, I'm going to start with you first. What are your way too early predictions for our season next year? And is Mikhail Cunningham a legit Heisman candidate along with Javian Hawkins?
I think he also needed to include Tutu in that because, I mean, he put up some amazing numbers this year. But I could say Javian, definitely. Mikhail, too. I think he can be legit.
I mean, if he was number two or three this year in almost every category and fell short by one pass,
and
the number one guy's leaving,
Yep. And he can run the ball. We know that. So that's an added dimension. He's not Lamar running the ball, but he can still get you.
No, buddy, yards. But I'll tell you this much, and I could be the only one willing to jump out on this limb, and if I am, it's fine. The improvement from the first game of this year to the last game of this year was almost like Lamar's freshman year. It was remarkable. I'll never say that again. But I would put this performance, this season's performance from him on the same level. I don't feel bad at all about comparing him to Lamar Jackson as far as that's concerned. I think he's a better passer than Lamar was. Lamar was a better rusher
at that point.
But at this same point in Lamar's career,
Lamar wasn't being talked about as being one of the higher passer rating, you know.
No.
I see that point.
But the Music City Bowl game and his dominance over Texas A&M, an SEC team, kind of springboarded the conversation for him into next year.
Yeah.
I mean, they still say Lamar can't pass.
I mean, they're idiots.
I know.
But I understand why you would think it could be Hawkins. Sorry, Sean, I love Tutu, but it's no way.
I'm with you on that. I mean, he beat Harry Douglas's record by like 10 yards, and Douglas wasn't even the 10th best receiver in our league that year. So,
but I would have to go to give the edge. If it is a Heisman person, a candidate on here, it would be McHale. And I only say that because we don't know what the offensive line is going to look like next
year. That's true.
And Hawkins' success depends on the offensive line. McHale's success depends on the offensive line too, but he has the opportunity to make more plays if things don't work out and just scramble and maybe find a few open guys, but I don't know.
Which is what Lamar was able to do. He was able to mask his offensive line's inconsistent play. Yes. I try to make it a little bit better than deficient, but you're right. The deficiencies by being able to outrun it, but I do. I think we have two Heisman candidates. Sean, you never did tell us the record. What's the record going to be next year?
I'm going to say probably – I'm going to go one more win, 9 wins total, because I still think with the defense coming back being younger, because we're losing G.G. Robinson, you're losing Monte Caban.
And McCray.
You're losing McCray. You're losing a lot of guys on defense, especially that front, the defensive front, and – I just think it's going
to he scored a touchdown for us, Sam. Give him a little bit of a break. Don't pass on Kane this time.
I'll give him a kick yet.
There you go. And something else that we didn't mention earlier, I meant to put this in the notes, but round of applause to the offensive line without Mekhi Becton in the game.
Yes. That's what I was just going to go to. Like, we're talking about for next year, like with Javian. I mean, we got a full game with a gigantic – defensive line for Mississippi State that our offensive line
pretty much
manhandled.
Yeah.
They did get a lot of tackles for loss.
I mean, we got over 100 yards from Javian. We got 80-something yards from McHale on the ground. I mean, with the coaching staff, with the guys that they've, you know, that they got coming back, and I can't remember the guy's name. I heard him talking about that's going to probably slide into Mekhi's spot next year.
Is it Adonis Boone?
Yeah, that's who it is.
With the kind of the hopes that they have for, I mean, you know, you got 8 months to get them ready.
Yeah.
And
you have some JUCO guys out there.
Right. I mean,
being here too. So.
I think Javion is. Here's why I say I think he is a better Heisman potential. Is because up until this time last week, we were still talking about, well, who's going to be the quarterback next year? Is it going to be McHale? Is it going to be T-Webb? Even right before that, we were still talking about other guys. Now, I think McHale, by far, no ifs, ands, buts about it, like you're going into the season. I don't care if Chuba Purdy would be on this team. He's not starting next year.
Chuba what?
Right. I'm just saying, even if he was, he's not starting next
year. Poor Jordan Travis yesterday.
That poor guy.
He left here, and he's never going to get to play there either. Bless your heart. But yeah,
but even if Chuba was on the team, like, Mekhi Cunningham is the starting quarterback as long as he's at the University of Louisville.
As long as he's healthy.
As long as he's at the University of Louisville, he's the starting quarterback.
And Juwan's going to be his backup, or his backup next year, I think.
Now, here's another part of that. We're talking about the offensive line. You know, that has a lot to do with Mikel's success as well. So, but, man, we're going to have so many offense. Like, I mean, you can't even – because even Marshawn Ford now, I mean, he's a legitimate threat on offense. I mean, that's a guy that was a walk-on.
Is he a redshirt freshman or just a regular freshman?
Redshirt freshman.
But you still got him, Javion, Hassan Hall, Tutu. You got the Fitzpatricks. You're going to have
Justin Marshall.
Watkins. Justin Jordan Marshall. Watkins.
I mean, it just goes – the list goes on and on. So, offensively, I expect us to average 35 to 40 points a game next year.
And you know, another thing, too. When I thought about when you talked about Hawkins as a Heisman candidate, in order for him to do that, he has to catch the ball out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. He needs to do that. I don't think he was just gonna 1,700 yards, about 18 to 23 touchdowns. That's not gonna do it. He needs to have some receptions. But another thing that I noticed that I want people to think about too. Sure, McHale's a redshirt freshman. Javion's a redshirt McHale's a redshirt sophomore. Javion's a redshirt freshman. They're still in Satterfield's system. They're freshmen,
right?
And in college sports, players make their biggest jump usually from freshman to sophomore year. So if they were that good this year, imagine what another off season. And another set of training will do.
Because now you're honing. You're not learning. Right. You're honing.
They're still going to learn a little bit, but they're going to do more honing than learning. And they're going to be able to add more plays into the playbook than they were able to do.
Had to be simplified.
Exactly. Yep. Because they were still new.
Right. Yeah. I mean, legitimately, I don't think Louisville has, like, and it's not because I don't think they're good, but we're not going to get the respect. Like, I mean.
And I'm fine with that.
No. We're not going to have a Heisman candidate next year.
I disagree with you.
I don't think we will. And that's
you give me 9 wins, I think we will.
No, we're going to get 10 wins.
Oh, yeah, I definitely – that was going to be my next thing. I think we're 10-2 next year for sure in the regular season.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think
we're not. I meant to get and your predictions. It could be 11.
We play 12 regular season games, yeah. Yeah. Right? I'm teetering on – I'm say 10.5. Clemson for sure. I mean, until it's kind of like what we talked about earlier. Until we beat them, I'm counting them as a loss. And then
Notre Dame
is the one I'm.
Yeah, Clemson and Notre Dame my only two losses guaranteed for next year. That third one is usually a clunker that we throw up. So I'm not sure where that third one is going to come.
I don't think we're going to have the clunker next year.
I think we only because we always do. I think we beat Notre Dame handedly. I don't think that's a loss. I'm going to say that we enter the season next year ranked 19th. We're going to be preseason ranked when the rankings come out.
I don't doubt that whatsoever.
You think they'll rank us with our defense? Look.
I think they'll rank us because of our offense.
Yeah, I agree.
Look, I mean, the Big 12 plays offense. They get teams ranked. So.
True. When I watched the game, and this is why I sat in the same spot after we lost to Kentucky, and that's why I was so frustrated. Because we have players on defense. Our coaching staff is smart enough, and they make great adjustments. This is why I'm frustrated, because I didn't see it in the Kentucky game. I saw it in the Music City Bowl game. And you have, granted, we do lose some key pieces in G.G. Robinson, Monte Caban, and others came past, like Jeremy said, and McCray as well. But next year, I think our defense is going to be better because they made improvements in the Music City Bowl game. They made a lot of improvements, and I think we can only get better.
I think that for me, I think the reason why I'm not really concerned about our defense is because of the not only the new guys coming in, but Sean, we had some JUCO D linemen commit to us that'll be eligible to play next year, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that'd be Yaya Diabe.
Yaya.
I hope I pronounced his last name right. I know I'm pronouncing that first name right.
Have we been on the air since Yaya committed?
No, we have not.
So go ahead and gush for, you know what? Hold that for a second. We'll talk about Yaya after the break. But No, I do. I think we're going to start off season number 19. I think that 11 wins is not out of the realm. I'm with you about Clemson. Until we can, Clemson in football is just like Kentucky in basketball to me. No matter how good we are or bad they are, it feels like that's going to be one of those things that it's just like whoever's supposed to win, you know, will win. Even when we were the better team and went to Death Valley, we still couldn't pull that off, even though we did have an amazing comeback. Higgy, real quick, I'll ask you since you're staring a hole in my neck, what are your predictions for next year, and do you see any Heisman? Which I do. I'm going to go on the record as saying that that either Hawkins or Mikhail will be. We may even have two. I know that's rare to happen, but what are your thoughts?
I agree with you 100%. There is going to be two Heisman hopefuls. I think one thing we're not taking into consideration right now, we do have four out of the five offensive linemen coming back next year. The only guy we're really losing is Mekhi and Tyler Haycraft. But at the same time, considering how we got going with the starting lineup from the Music City Bowl, looking at four out of five offensive linemen coming back, three, but if you are saying three here, I see. But we had Adonis Boone play very well against NC State and Mississippi State, so you got to consider that as well.
Yeah, but he's coming in for one of the guys that we're losing, so that's not really a...
So four out of five.
Like four out of the six. So okay. There's only five people, dude.
But
so
maybe then, our fall starts and everything will go down next year with... Dagler. Never mind.
Sore spot.
Hold on. Who was the... did we have a grad transfer that played on the offensive line?
Yeah, TJ McCoy. Yeah.
Was he getting significant snaps on
He was early in the season, but it looks like Cole Bentley kind of just took the job.
And I've been waiting for him to do that from last year. But okay, thank you.
Okay, and then prediction on for next season. I say 10 wins, but at the same time, I'm still teetering on 11. I'm looking at a loss to either definitely to Clemson, but either to Florida State.
No way.
Or Notre Dame. That's the only two loss. The only game I'm teetering on right now because
Florida State 30 this year.
Florida State with the talent they have coming back.
They always have talent coming back. We're beating them this year. Look, one thing I know about Louisville fans, they rally, okay, and they love their football team.
We're gonna boat race them.
And look, I know these are 17 and 18 year old kids making decisions, stuff like that, but. The quarterback that Florida State signed hurt Louisville when he flipped. Okay.
Yeah.
He did. Now, we knew that Josh Griffiths was never going to sign here. He was just trying to save a spot. But I tell you what pissed me off and what I saw pissed off a lot of Louisville fans. When the Arizona kid decided to sign with Florida State, his tweet to him on Twitter, the meme that he sent out, that pissed off a lot of Louisville fans.
Remind us what it was.
It was I can't remember his name, but it was the guy in the car, and he hung up the phone and he was like, like it was like he was teasing Louisville fans when he tweeted out to the kid signing, and I don't know how many Louisville players saw it, but I know a lot of Louisville fans saw it and they did not like it.
Whether they saw it or not. That's bulletin. I mean, that's bulletin board stuff, and they're going to be looking for him next year.
Yeah. So, which I don't think I don't think he starts for them. And if he does, great. Because
I hope he does.
Yeah, we'll light him up. But still, and I don't think they would allow if Josh Griffiths gets to play. I don't think they would allow him a clean shot at the quarterback.
Tell me this too. How come they take all of our guys? Because they also got, I believe, Jarrett Jackson, our transfer defensive end. Did you guys know that?
I noticed that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, so they're just taking all of our.
Here's the thing. I wasn't a huge Griffiths fan. The only reason I liked that we were recruiting him is because it was hard for you to say his name. That made me Griffiths. Really happy.
But, I thought he was mispronouncing it most of the time.
I did too at first.
Hey, what the hell?
I was like, who's Griffiths? But for me, like, I don't know where the – a lot of Florida State returning talent is going to be that Higgy saw, but Chubba Purdy absolutely is going to be their starter at quarterback next year.
You don't recruit that kid not to play
with him. Blackman not with him being gone and Jordan Travis. He's not Jordan Travis ain't taking Chubb Purdy spot.
You don't think
did you
so?
Hear, no, did you hear what the announcers kept saying on the game? When they put Travis in, it's they that's your quarterback that can run and can't throw the ball. They kept dogging him. Like,
they really did.
Jordan can throw the ball. What are you talking about?
That's what we said, too.
I was like, that's weird.
And then they said Blackman was the one that could pass. And I'm like, no, I think it's the other way around. I think that, you know.
It wasn't, though.
Jordan can run and pass.
They used Jordan to run it.
I know.
They used Blackman to pass it.
That's called bad coaching.
Well, they lost the game.
And that's why.
They lost the game.
And that's why I'm sitting here and telling you we will not lose to Florida State.
No. Boat race.
I mean, Arizona State handled them pretty well yesterday. I mean, Florida State had a chance to come back and win, but they just kept.
And they're keeping that coach, right? Have they said?
Who?
I could have swore they were going to keep Odell.
They are.
They're keeping him on, but he's
assistant
not.
Head coach. Yeah. Is Mike Norvell's the new head coach?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Mike Norvell didn't coach the bowl game?
No.
Oh, so then they got to implement a whole new system? No worry about them at all. They're about to take an L.
What about Notre Dame with Ian Book coming back?
Well, that's what I said. I think we will lose.
That's my, like, I'm going with, like, the how Vegas likes to get you the
ten and a half.
Yeah. I'm going 10.5.
Hedging your bet.
Well, I'm not going to agree with any of you all on that one. I think we go to Notre Dame and we slap the piss out of them and beat them by 3 touchdowns. So we're going to head to
I hope you're right.
I normally am. We're going to head to this last commercial break. This is the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. Hey, Card Nation. With it getting cold outside, do you want to try some award-winning chili that is currently the best in Louisville? Come to Four Pegs Beer Lounge and Restaurant, located on 1053 Goss Avenue. Four Pegs is on the corner of Goss and Spratt Street. Their specials include daily happy hour specials on drinks and various menu items. One special that they feature is 5 jumbo smoked wings and a drink for $6.99. Four Pegs is also your social destination for the Thursday open mic night and Sunday night trivia. So come on out to Four Pegs and enjoy the food and the people.
Come out to the Altitude Trampoline Fun Park. We're a huge, bright, fun, family-friendly trampoline park. We offer large spaces for birthday parties with top-of-the-line experiences and 2 hours of jump and party time with every party. While you are there, check out our new foam area. We offer competitive pricing to those other parks, so come on out to Altitude Trampoline Fun Park in Shively and have a blast. I know I always do. If you have any questions, call us at 502-449-9952. That is 502-449-9952.
Man, rim time, am I right? Looking nice.
It's Black Friday all month long at Rim Time. And the early bird gets the best deal.
That's cool.
This month only. Pay just $10 down on any set of wheels. Rim Time is slashing prices on select in-stock inventory. Like 20-inch wheel and tire packages from only $24.99 a week. $24.99 a week. Or just get some new tires from Goodyear or Bridgestone. For only $8 a week. Just in time for winter. Did I mention you only need $10 down? And you're riding today, $10. And no credit check. And no credit check. Just in time for Christmas. And with 120 days, same as cash, you can pay off your awesome wheels when you get your tax check. Hurry, while supplies last. Located at Brainerd Park Plaza next to Harbor Freight. Visit rimtime.com or just call 423-803-1777. That's 423-803-1777.
Man, rim
tie, got my ride looking nice. Hey, Card Nation, I'm Derek A. Stewart with Dream JP Purdue Realtors. I'm the unofficial realtor of the Louisville Cardinals. I repeat, the unofficial realtor for the Louisville Cardinals. Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Interest rates are at an all-time low, and there are several options for no money down for first-time home buyers. Yes, no money down. Call or text me today at 502-314-9868, 502-314-9868. Let's talk houses and about our cars.
Attention, Kentuckiana business owners. Has your marketing strategy not performed as well as you would have liked? Are you tired of the media buying guessing game? Are you sick and tired of meeting with new sales reps who promise that their product is number one? Stop the insanity. Advertising Solutions is your one-stop source for buying local media in your market. Let Advertising Solutions take the guesswork out of your media buying decisions. No more guessing, just analytics and a proven track record of producing results. Go to getadvertisinghelp.com today to learn more.
Shack in the Back Barbecue, located in the heart of Fairdale, where we smoke our meats on real block pits. We are always taking orders, no matter what the season or occasion is. We have all the fixings to meet all your barbecue needs. Call us at 502-363-3BBQ. That's 502-363-3BBQ. Shack in the Back.
Are you looking for a badass game day hoodie? Or how about a unique and original custom-made t-shirt, hat, or jacket? T-Shirt Hooligan has you covered. Shop online at tshirthooligan.com and take advantage of all the savings with promo code 502HOOLIGAN all season long. Follow us on Twitter at Hooligan T-Shirt for all the hottest new designs. And don't worry, we follow back, youngin'. Visit tshirthooligan.com today. Dress like a legend.
And we are back with the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, brought to you from the beautiful, did a lot of upgrades in here. We'll talk about one of them here in a little bit. Jamon Brown Foundation Studios. It's Jeremy here, along with Sean, Sam, Joey, and Hiffy. Sean, as we do every time in the third quarter, third segment, we have a recruiting recap, and we've been gone for like 2.5 weeks. So we expect you to bring the fire here, but then we hear that you don't have that much to talk to us about. So just refresh. It's new year. New year, new Sean. Same old dry. Never mind. What do we have to look forward to in recruiting? What do we got?
Well, we did pick up a signing day surprise, so to speak. Really, if you've been following recruiting. Yaya Diabe.
We didn't get him on signing day. We got him the day after, so that's why it was kind of a surprise. Yeah. It was a surprise.
During the early signing period. Georgia Military College player, teammates with Trevor Reed and Marvin Dallas.
Okay.
Linebacker and an offensive lineman. He's 6'4", 255, three-star, pass-rushing, athletic, strong. I mean, this guy should be able to be plugged right in, start right away. There should be no reason he shouldn't start, and he should make an impact immediately.
Well, plus his name is Yaya.
Yaya.
Never do that again. What else you got?
And that explains all.
Real quick, before I forget, shout out to Jeff Nunn and JK for going down and providing excellent coverage from the website.
Man, Nunn and his camera, dude.
Dude, Nunn is a magician with his camera. JK with once again another phenomenal write up, and JK also did some live feed from the coaches pressers afterwards. So we appreciate you guys doing that.
Kudos.
Thanks so much. It was awesome. The photo gallery yesterday got like probably 100,000+ views. So shout out to you guys. But go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry. I was gonna forget that if I didn't say it real quick.
But now, to give you an idea of who else is recruiting him, because a lot of people pay attention to the offer sheet, right? Kansas State, which is now a good offer. I like their coach, Chris Kleeman. He's a good coach. South Carolina, say what you want about Will Muschamp, but the guy knows defense. Florida State.
I was about to say, don't forget Florida State. I think it was
Tennessee, who's very good defensively, as we know now. And then UCF and I like to throw in one local, Western Kentucky, just because. But yeah, he's everything.
Just out of curiosity, who was it Tennessee played in the bowl game?
Indiana, isn't it?
Have they played yet? Tomorrow night.
Yes, they haven't played yet.
It's tomorrow night.
All right, I got to wear my Hoosier clothes tomorrow night. Sorry.
Oh, you say you don't like Tennessee?
I don't like the fact that they didn't want to play us.
I got you. Okay.
I'm scared. Okay.
So, right. Sorry about that.
But other than that, we also did pick up a three-star cornerback out of North Carolina. Another signing day surprise. I got to look up his stuff here.
I was going to say, does he have a name?
You're going to look up his stuff?
I got to look up his info.
So here. Now we have Tutu Yaya.
This guy's name's not that.
No.
No, it's not that.
Nana?
Sean, while you're looking that up, we did have Jalen Terry that came down to cut his schools down to three. It's Louisville, Oregon, and LSU, correct?
Yeah, that happened two episodes on the podcast ago, Higgy. Thanks.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Honky Pete.
He'd be Honky Pete.
Again, while you're, I'm going to give another Higgy-esque update. Also, since then, we have decided that we're going to be called the Louisville Cardinals, too. So go ahead. Come on, Sean. Put your mouth in
the
mic.
Have you found his stuff?
Oh, I got it. Okay. Actually.
Oh, well, I've got his stuff.
Are you talking about the young kid that was supposed to go to App State, Sean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Marquis Lowry. Not Mike Lowry from Bad Boys. Marquis Lowry, Jr. Three-star.
Fourth.
Three-star cornerback. I like his size. 6 foot. 1 7, so taller cornerback. I haven't gotten to watch much film on him. So I do know, though, he's very long. He's got quite a few intercepts.
You're not making it easy for us, Sean.
He likes his size. He's long.
Man, Sean.
Gosh, dang. Now, maybe now we know.
I look up his stuff. He's got a really good size,
kids
and he's
that
long.
Listen to the show, Sean.
Right. Oh, God.
You know, his girth on the line is...
Extend forward, Sean. Go forth.
Okay.
Penetrate our brain with some knowledge.
He had offers from Appalachian State, where he was committed previously.
Right.
He flipped him. Alabama A&M.
Oh, now I know his name's Marquise, right? You call him Marquis, like Marquis Mark?
It actually is Marquis.
Let me
no
see.
S.
It's Q-U-I-S, isn't it?
Nope. No S.
Huh.
Marquis.
No, I watched his film, not like adult film, like you were probably referring to. God. And, yeah, I'm very excited about him being on the defensive side. He looked like he was a playmaker for sure.
Yeah, he is.
He's long.
He.
No. I'm...
But, yeah, he's long. He's physical, too.
We didn't say anything that time. Get your mind out of the gutter, barber.
Get Sean second guessing himself. Sean's no good when he got the second guess.
But he's very physical, especially in the line of scrimmage. And I just really think he's the kind of guy they love. A guy that's going to play with a chip on his shoulder. A guy that was a little under recruited, I think. And a lot of people are like, oh man, we flipped an F-State recruit. No.
They were top 25.
Hold on. The last App State recruit we flipped won us a couple of games, didn't they?
That's true.
EC6.
Very good. He's a very good back, very capable backup. This guy, I think, can be a very capable starter. I don't think he'll come in and start day one.
Right.
I think he'll probably redshirt, but I guarantee you he will be a guy that will be in the, at the very least, two deep. And we know they like to rotate guys in and out a lot, so he will play a lot for us. And I have a feeling he'll make a lot of plays for us in the future.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. Thank you for the update. Sorry about all the innuendos, but you kind of set yourself up for those.
I kind of deserved it because it took me a minute to find the stuff. I
quit, John. Quit.
Quit looking at his stuff, Sean, for the love of...
Do that on your own time.
For the love of a pizza in the rock, just stop. Sam, you're going to give us a little update on women's basketball. I know they only played one game this week, or since we've, you know, this week. How did they fare?
They had a pretty good close game against Syracuse. They won 62-58. Pre-game, Kylie Shook was mentioned for her. Did you know she is now Louisville's leader in block shots for women?
Yeah, I saw that when they tweeted that out during the game, and I absolutely could not believe that with all the players that we've had here at the University of Louisville, I would have never guessed it. You could have gave me 10 guesses to guess what her distinction was, and I would never have guessed it.
I knew she was up there. I just didn't know how close she was. But like people said, anytime you have the chance to overtake Angel McCarter,
yeah,
in a career stat, it's an accomplishment all in itself. But Louisville was led by Jasmine Jones with 24 points. She really, really came up big throughout the game because Louisville really needed it. Syracuse plays they don't really press, but they kind of did what the old Rick Pitino teams do. They go from zone to man.
Right.
And it kind of kind of frustrates you if you don't know, if you run your zone offense, all of a sudden it turns to mind. So,
quick question: Do women's basketball players play man to man defense, or do they play a woman to woman defense?
They play.
They still call it man.
Right? I know.
Player to player.
I was trying to make a. I was trying to make a joke without including Higgy's shirt size or Sean's sexual frequency. I don't know. You didn't put that.
Infrequent.
Higgy's not even on the show this week. He's sitting here looking at DoorDash at the moment.
He's ordering a pizza.
No, I'm actually looking at our sponsor, T-Shirt Hill, again for the latest hoodie.
The latest what?
Nice.
The latest hoodie.
I was wondering what you said.
Shout out to T-Shirt Hill, by the way.
Little hoodie.
Because of the scheduling of this podcast, Higgy was unable to get the questions out in a time that we would like for them to be out in order to get a lot of great responses like we normally do. So we'll give them a little bit of extra love since we're not going to really get to go to the questions of the week. What's wrong, Higgy?
They don't make my size, unfortunately, on this hoodie.
Well, no, nobody makes the Tyrannosaurus Rex X.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, it's 5XH anymore. 5X extra large, Higgy.
You wear a 5X?
He likes to be comfortable. There's no way you wear 5X, bro. No way.
It's 3X.
That's what I thought. That's what to say.
Bull. I wear a 3X, and I'm really large and rotund. I won't be here in a couple months, but I am now. Whatever. Anyway. I don't believe it. But anyway, so anything else on the women's basketball tip?
No, they have a next game tomorrow, I think, at 7 o'clock. They play Clemson. And then the next home game is Duke on the 5th at 2 p.m. So this podcast will be out in plenty enough time. So, Card Nation, go out there, support your women's basketball team.
Yeah, hopefully. Our producer, Daniel Spencer, he had a big day within the last 24 hours. He has proposed to Sean's sister. I still don't know how the heck this happened. I
need to talk to him and ask her why she said yes. Sorry, Daniel.
Here's all I could think of. Daniel must be packing. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Shout out to our producer, though. I mean, he does. So we don't know if this is going to be out.
He's got good size, and he's very long. Yeah.
Let's say, hey, he reminds Sean a lot of the marquee guy. No, but shout out to him. He's been looking to be happy for a long time.
Congratulations, Daniel.
And Sean's sister. And so is Sean's sister. They both had, from what I can gather, didn't have very good starts in their didn't have very good relationships in the past. So I'm more happy for her than I am him. Or no, more happy for him than I am her, because he was able to land your hot sister. He's definitely landed somebody. Yeah, he is a two-star recruit that has landed
a
five-star.
There's hope for you, bro.
Yeah. If Daniel can land a five-star, you can certainly
get a two.
I mean, at least
let's
somebody...
Let's just get a star at this point.
At least somebody you can play Tune In Tokyo with. I mean, my Lord.
Let's get a walk-on right now, bro.
Sean can do better than a walk-on. Come on.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe a preferred walk-on.
A gray shirt.
Here we go.
Back on subject, please, guys.
There's your second one right there. Okay, let me give you another one. Uneffing believable. There's your third.
There it is. But no, shout out to Daniel. He got him a real good one. And shout out to Kristen. You know, she's been my friend for about, what, 10 years now, Sean? It's been a while. Y'all been, I would say probably about that. Maybe not eight. I say eight would be closer.
Seven or eight, yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, I'm gonna say eight. So don't. She's been my friend a lot longer than Daniel has. And when they first started, when I found out they were dating, I was like, "Oh God!" But she can tell you this, and he can also tell you this. When she asked me for my approval of him when they first started dating, she didn't care about what you thought because you never dated anybody. But when she asked my opinion, I was like, "You know what? He's got a good heart. He always goes 100% out for whoever he dates." There was one girl he was dating that had hairy forearms. He bought her like a complete Nair package. It was good. very thoughtful. You know, he did whatever. He gives 100%. So shout out to you guys. I hope that y'all live a happy, long life together. As Higgy said, let's get back on subject real quick, which was over the holidays, I did some upgrading to the CSD studios. I got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle multiplayer arcade game sitting over here. I'll shoot out a video of it on Higgy kind of gets in the way of it, but you'll be able to get the gist of it on Instagram later. And I got a new LED board, and it's got plenty of great information on it. I told my wife probably about 12 years ago, I was like, man, I'd love to have one of those little tickers you could put above your TV, and scores and stuff would go across it, and I could put like funny jokes on it and stuff. And so I got it. I loaded a bunch of good stuff on it. Right now it's telling us you can follow the whole podcast team. It's got all of our Twitters, including the Hiffies on there. And then we had like there's a joke on there about Sean's chastity right here. It's coming up next.
Don't forget
that Sean is inexperienced.
I repeat,
Sean is inexperienced, but a different word, virgin. somebody please give him some assistance in remedying this.
Inexperienced.
There's also a joke on there about Higgy stealing all the snacks. But no, great addition. Here's what I need next. I'm going to ask y'all's opinion, so y'all be thinking about it. What do I need to add next to our studios/break room/ whatever y'all want to call it? I feel like I need to add golden tea. I feel like you need to get one of those box. Put it underneath this TV over here. They sell just the unit, the bottom. If you've been to BW3s,
just use that TV for.
That's what I say. If you've been to BW3s, shout out to them. They're not a sponsor, but hey, you could be.
Oh, and remember.
Well, yeah.
2013 happened.
Let's not talk about that board because I don't want anybody to be offended by every little thing that's said.
I just wanted to say the 2013
and
happened.
Caitlyn Jenner is still Bruce Jenner. I didn't put any lies on the board.
Yeah, Darius Washington missed 2 free throws.
Great anyway, summation there. But anyway, yeah, if you go to BW3s, yep. They've got a regular size. They got a regular TV.
Should be a golden tee fanatic.
Above a box. You know, I know you did, and I like that game as well. What else could I add down here? I want to put another game over here. Teresa didn't like it. I was going to put that one over here. She didn't like it. Sean, I'm going to go with you. I got Papa Shot. I got a old school Atari/Pac-Man Centipede, Donkey Kong, all those over here. I got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I got a funny board that ranks Higgy 20th out of 20 people, just right behind Honky Pete and the Rock eating a slice of pizza. What else do I need to add down here? Got 3 TVs. Got a couch for you to lay down on if you ever get a girl. I've got the lights that change different colors. What do I add? I mean, I wanted to, for the longest time, have y'all ever seen the shuffleboard tabletop games that they have now? They got them at round one. I know you drank 7 pitchers of beer there the other day, Higgy. So, at least probably. I love that game. I think I have enough room to put one right here, but they cost about $1,500, so I don't want to do that. What would you do? I got a dartboard over here. I forgot about it.
You've lots got of poles down here.
Lots of yeah. I've got poles for dancing. If
that's more your style.
If Sean would like to see the one guy from App State dance on it, I don't know.
Oh God!
But what would you add?
Wow. I'm trying to think.
Whack-a-mole.
He probably would whack something else, but not a mole. Joey, I'm going to go to you first while he's saying.
Ski ball.
Where would you put a ski ball?
Right next to the...
So I'd have to take Charlie Strong and all of them down to put a ski ball machine down there. That's not a bad idea. Higgy, do not say a McDonald's.
No, I was going to say maybe paint the basement red. Because the walls right now kind of look...
Wrong.
Sit
back. Hold on real quick. Hey,
he just fell.
Hold on. You know what I got to do? No. Y'all go ahead and give yours.
What do you think, Sam?
2 things.
Okay.
One, maybe a few autographed player jerseys.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be pretty sick. I could put them like in the hallway leading down.
And maybe something from Hexhead Art. So a good, nice...
No, I only support, no offense to them, but I only support my guy Tony Viscardi over here.
Well, another one of those would look nice too.
There we go. Higgy, now go try again, because I've got plans for this wall. It's going to be painted up, going to have a cardinal head on it, some red and black stripes. go ahead. What is your next? Because your next suggestion.
Before I can get a suggestion.
Sorry. In. Go ahead.
I honestly don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Sean, did you think of anything?
Karaoke.
I have a karaoke machine over there.
Popcorn.
Yes, I do.
Popcorn
topper. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's on the floor over there. A popcorn. But see, I have the microwave over there for the popcorn. And a refrigerator.
It's not a microwave, though. I'm talking about...
Oh, so like one of the old Carnival. Yeah. Okay, that sounds like it's been accepted as a possible answer. Higgy, I'm going to give you one more strike, and then I'm just probably going to mute you for the rest of the day.
It is coming up on baseball season, Higgy.
Honestly, don't know.
Okay, that's good enough for right now. Real quick, before we forget, I need to put my toy up real quick because I get into that soundboard and then I forget. If y'all have any suggestions, tweet us, DM us. As I said, I'm going to put like an Instagram video up of what we've done so far with the studios down here. Feel free to feel free to add in your all's suggestions. Real quick before we close this out, I need to let you all know that 4-Peg specials this week. It is not necessarily food specials, but it's specials they're having this week. They're going to have the Thursday night open mic night and karaoke on Monday. And Higgy, you can't tie it. It says karaoke Monday, Sunday trivia. So is it karaoke on Monday and then Sunday's trivia, or is it karaoke on Monday and Sunday and then trivia is also on Sunday? We don't really have any Thursday open mic, karaoke Monday, and Sunday trivia. That's
all right. There you go.
Okay, learn how to type. No, but so that's what we got going on there. With Shaq in the Back and Altitude. Stay tuned to our Facebook page. I share those immediately as they're sent out. They're so busy with all the success that they're having at those places that they don't always send me the specials at the beginning of the month like I would like for them to. So we'll get those for y'all next week. We'll try to get that out just as soon as possible. But if you follow us on Facebook, Cardinal Sports Zone, you will see those shared immediately, or follow me on Facebook. I normally share those for mine since I have more people that subscribe to my feed. So that's Jeremy Wahman, Wahman. Unless you look like Higgy, I will accept every friend request that you send me. But that's pretty much it for this week, guys. We don't have the questions of the day because Higgy failed at getting them out in a proper amount of time. I'm joking. That wasn't your fault. We really did not know we were recording today until yesterday. So as much crap as you know what? That gives me a great idea. New Year's resolutions for each member of the podcast team. Sean, what's your New Year's resolution? It could be sports-wise. It could be personal. It could be like, I'm going to get a date this year. You know, so anything.
I'm going to get a date this year. That's my resolution.
Thank you. That's the first time I've heard any confidence come out of Sean's mouth. Is it going to be with the long? Never mind. Sam, what's your give me a sports one and a personal one.
Well,
the personal one could be your resolution. The sports one could be something that you want to see happen for Louisville this year.
Well, before I do that, I want to give a shout-out to my fellow Bohemian, Chris Ferguson, who's playing in his last college game for Cincinnati tomorrow. I think they play – I don't care who they play, but they play at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
They play at 3 against some people I don't even care about.
Right. But it's his last one. My sports resolution is to try and not get – so emotional and wrapped up with the UofL-UK game. I'm going to try, but by the time is, we play them in baseball, I'll probably forget about it too. my personal one is, and I think this should be for everyone, I know a lot of you don't know, but I lost my godbrother December 22nd of 2019 in a car accident in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We don't know if he was distracted or anything like that, or if he fell asleep or whatever. But since then, I've made it a point to try not to text and drive. If you're sleepy, pull over, call an Uber, Lyft, whatever. just try to limit distractions while you're driving, because like the commercials say, it can't wait. And we don't know what happened as to why he was involved in the accident and died, but it's not that important. Whatever it is, it really can't wait. Try to limit as much distraction as you can to get home safe to your loved ones. And also, like I said before the New Year's, spend as much time as you can with your loved ones. Let them know you love them, because you never know how much longer you have with them.
Sean, and my condolences go out to you. I know I said that to you privately, but sorry for your loss. Sean, real quick. You gave us a personal one, which I think is pretty unattainable. But your sports one, what is something? What is your UofL sports resolution? What is something that you want them to do this year?
That I want the teams or the athletic department to do?
Not the individual players, no.
All I want them to do is keep improving.
Okay.
Because that's what if they keep improving, they're going to get to where they want to go, and that's the basketball team. That's the football team going into next year. You keep improving.
What's this year?
Well,
it's January. No. Joey, what about you?
Just mess with you. I want to win a national championship in basketball. That's my New Year's resolution.
I want to win a national championship. So that way, if we won it in any of them, it would still count.
Well, I didn't say men or women.
Okay. Fair enough.
Let me say this. Like, screw it. I don't care. I want to win multiple national championships.
There you go. Go big.
I want to win multiple national championships this year. Okay. And I think it's definitely something that can happen. And as far as personal, I'm going to try to joke on Higgy one less time this year than I did last year.
Pretty lofty goals.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard.
14,999 instead of 15,000?
It's about as attainable as yours, Sean. It's about as attainable as yours.
Higgy, let's go ahead. We don't normally give Higgy.
Actually, you know what? I want to change that. I also, my New Year's resolution is also to help Sean get a date. I'm going to joke on Higgy more.
Okay, probably, that's fair. Yeah. You and Sean out in the club would be like the real life version of the movie Twins. You got Danny DeVito and Arnold over here.
It's not a tumor.
Higgy, we joke on you. I do want to say this. Higgy's not somebody that has had a lot of experience doing podcasts. Even the ones he did were, from what I remember, weren't very like serious. Didn't have a whole lot of lessons or anything. Higgy, you've done a decent job so far, and I know you're still nervous on the mic. You still look at it like it's a hot dog sometimes, but just keep getting better. You have to. My New Year's resolution, I'm going to skip you for a second because I'm trying to give you a pat on the back right before I kick you in the rear. But no, I'm joking. You've done well. The only thing you really need, and this probably should be an off-the-air thing, but you know me. I like to joke on people, so I'm going to do it publicly. But your biggest thing that you got to work on is flow. Like, we will be on a great conversation, and just right in the middle of it, you'll be like, "Did you know SpongeBob's last name was SquarePants?" And we're like, "What does that have to do with anything?" So just work on your timing and work on not being pizza. So nervous. But my personal resolution, and we're going to let you go last. I know. I skipped. I'm going to let him go last. That's how proud I am of him for the – he has not made Malik to Mikel type improvement this year, but he has made great improvement. Because I want to say that I want my sports resolution is I want Mikel Cunningham to go out there this year. I want to be in the Orange Bowl. I want him to be a Heisman finalist, and I want us to win 11 games this year. That's including the bowl game. My personal resolution is I have to find one. I got to find a couple more people to do the podcast with us, so it's a little bit better. But I'm joking. I've had a lot of fun with you all this past year, and so I guess my personal one is actually that we have a lot more success in 2020. We keep this momentum rolling. Higgy, go ahead.
I would say first with the sports, I'd say let's make it another year of the Cardinal. Let's make it a great year, no matter the sports team.
Sounds a lot like Joey's, but okay.
And then personal, I got two. Actually, one is marry Megan. Coming up in the March of 2021, so we've set a date.
That's not this year.
But hey, planning the wedding's gonna be stressful in times and stuff, and with the new job too, it's gonna be stressful.
You got a new job?
Huh?
You got a new job?
I have one in the works. I'm not gonna say anything, but I have one in the works.
Oh, now you won't say
anything. Oh yeah, now you just now you don't have sources.
You beat me to it, Joe, because I was about to say, now you want to keep it under wraps.
Big mouth shut.
And the second one is I want to work on one thing that's been stressful for me the last few years is my weight, and I want to lose some weight this year and get back into high school weight again. So,
all right, so we're going to put some pressure on you, and not like the kind of pressure your shirt has. How many pounds are you going to – when we look back on January the 1st of 2021, and we're sitting here doing this podcast, hopefully, if God allows us – and we're all lucky to still be here breathing. How many pounds will you have lost? But are you going to look like the episode of Family Guy where Peter Griffin gets all the fat sucked out of him and he looks like a pencil? Or are you going to still look like Peter Griffin?
I want to say 45.
You going for 45?
Okay.
That's like an average of what? 45 divided by 12? So it's carry the two? 4 pounds
a month.
About 3.5 pounds a month. I think you could do it. That's easy.
And I'm going to actually go in today and sign up for a membership. So marking and writing right now.
Where are you going?
DoorDash doesn't really have a membership.
Well, DoorDash has been deleted from my phone.
Yes.
Say what now?
Step one, baby.
Did you delete the Play Store from your phone so you can't reinstall it?
I don't have the Play Store. I don't have DoorDash.
That's right. He's got an iPhone. I don't have
Poshmark.
It's Postmates.
Yes, Postmates.
Sorry. Stitch one.
Where are you getting a membership at?
We're going to go down to Planet Fitness.
Planet Fit. I got a membership. If you want to work out, partner, I'll help you.
I got you, brother.
Same here. I'm not going to be as wussified and say just 40 pounds like Higgy did. I'm going to step on a podcast next year down about 100. I'm going to do that work.
I'm going to step on it about 6 pounds lighter.
What, you going to be just coming?
Why don't we all go together and just
because I'm not sure I want to see you sweaty.
Dude, we seen him sweaty at best. I thought the poor guy was going to fall out right there.
He literally was as white as a ghost. He was doing 18 things at once.
Go to the bathroom and sit out.
If there is anybody at Best Buy that don't respect this man's hustle, he may not. His effort is there. He may not always get the job done, but we were there for Black Friday, and this dude was running 17 places at the same time. He was as white as a ghost. Said he was going off
21 hours in 2 days.
Said he was going off about a 1 hour sleep. Don't interrupt me ever again, or you're fired. And we told him, he's like, dude, go sit down on the toilet.
Just go to the bathroom and sit down.
If you got
to
do something, do it. But if not, just sit on the toilet for about 5 minutes and catch your breath. And he's like, nope, gotta make the donuts. So.
His sweat was sweating.
Yeah. And then that sweat was gravy in. So it was kind of, but no, I have no doubt he'll reach those goals this year as long as he stays away from the fourth meal at Taco Bell. He should be good. Let's wrap this up though. This season's almost all the way over. We got a couple more months left. Before you know it, it'll be the end. April will be here. The sports will be, baseball will be wrapping up, and we'll be looking for. We'll be having an off season. Now, we'll probably still do one podcast a month during the summer. So we will still look for – Higgy's got a lot of pressure on him, though. Not only will he be losing 45 pounds before July 1st. Yeah, I'm calling it. He's also got to look for some new sponsors for next year to fill the holes that we may or may not have. We're also looking for new packages like the Higgy – Dumb comment of the day brought to you by Mountain Dew. We're looking for some new avenues, and it's up to Higgy and everybody else to get real creative with what we're doing.
The Hardy's he said what moment of the day.
So that's already going to be on Higgy's plate alongside of some other stuff.
Pizza.
But if you want to help him out, if you want to help us out, we have plenty of sponsorship opportunities available. Just give us a call. 502-694-0375. That's 502-694-0375. We're also going to try to find a better way to get some phone calls and interaction in, because we have – this is the first – I don't know if y'all realize this or not, but this is the first time since we started this podcast that we don't have a guest or haven't had a guest. So we're going to look into the – we're going to find more ways to entertain you all in 2020. That's for sure. get on social media. You can find us all on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook. Make a Facebook official. Hit the like button on Cardinal Sports Zone. Go to Twitter at Card Sport Zone or on Instagram at Card Sports Zone. I'm not sure why it has to be that difficult, but we have people set them up, so that's what we got going on. Individually for me, you can find me at Jeremy_CSZ on everything, or Jeremy Wahman. Sean, where can they find you on Instagram, Twitter, and Flickr, or whatever? I'm sorry, Tinder.
At Elville Sean on Twitter. I believe it's ShawBar6 on Instagram. And
on Tinder, where can they find you?
I don't have a Tinder.
Well, that's another problem.
Well, you need to get it started right now.
He's got a pre-Tinder.
Swipe swipe left on him immediately.
Unbelievable. There's four.
Swipe left on Sean immediately, or is it right? I might have just told everybody to reject you. I don't know how that works. Sean has been, you know, here's my campaign motto. He's been swiped left on his whole life. Somebody get out there and swipe right on him. He's a good dude. He may not be tall. He may not have a Ferrari. He may not make a lot of money. He may not be funny. He may not be attractive. Whoa. But he's a good dude.
Jeez, you listed about 7-8 negative stuff and not, and just.
It's only negative if you look at it that way. I'm trying to, that's positive affirmation I was trying to do. His facial hair may look like a...
Oh, here we go.
a pre-bikini wax, but... Sam, where can they find you at on social media?
You can find me at baseboy124. That's BASEBOY 124 on all the way around.
There you go. Joey?
At JoeWoman526.
Is that what you are on Instagram and Twitter?
I think I'm at JoeWoman525 for some reason on Instagram. So. I'm not even going to, yeah.
Then you want to give out your Facebook?
Joseph Woman on Facebook.
Sean, you want to give out your Facebook?
Sean Barber.
Sam's?
No, I'm good.
Okay, that's fine. That's your choice. Higgy, at the Hiffy, and then where can they find you at on Instagram? Tell them where they can find you on Instagram. Spliffy. Twitter, Facebook, and McDonald's app.
McDonald's app, you won't be able to find me at all unless you're in Shepherdsville or Bardstown there.
There you go.
But I am the Higgy for both Twitter and Instagram. But everyone have a great year. Happy New Year.
I didn't ask you that at all, but I appreciate you saying that. Let's see. JK interrupted what I was about to say. You can find this podcast on Hall About Sports, the Barn Burner app, and plenty of other podcast avenues. I've been told you can find it. Joey, where were you telling me that you can find it on?
I have it on Spotify.
Spotify. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. You can find it on Stitcher. All the podcast avenues. We want to shout out again to all of our sponsors. Stu from JP Pirtle Realtors, Ad Solution, Four Pegs. I hate Paige. Just won't stop commenting while I'm trying to talk. Four Pegs, Baron Lounge, T-Shirt Hooligan, Rim Time, Shack in the Back Barbecue, Altitude Trampoline Park, all of our amazing sponsors. Any final words from anybody while I try to look up and see what everybody else is trying to
go Lamar and the Ravens in the playoffs?
Man, did we just sit here and tell you?
We told you not to talk about this. Is, oh, wow. Breaking news. Former NBA Commissioner David Stern has died.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's so that's what Paige was.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, he had a brain hemorrhage and was in the hospital.
All right, Higgy, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just saying go Lamar and the Ravens in the for the Super Bowl.
Whoa. Hey.
I'm sorry, Sam, but they're going to be eating your Chiefs.
Hey.
Ooh.
You sit over there and you be quiet, all right?
And I'll make a bet on it.
You don't have a dog in this fight.
Whoa. Higgy's willing to put a bet on it. Now, unfortunately, not everybody has your same love for donuts. But what would you like to bet? What's the friendly wager here?
I'll stay off Twitter for a week.
No, we already hope that anyway.
If his Chiefs make it farther than your Ravens,
well, because we got to beat them.
Well, okay, if they play each other and the Chiefs beat
when
your Chiefs, okay, you got to think of something. But I got an idea.
We'll come up with it by next show.
Yeah, we'll come up with it by next show.
If the Ravens beat the Chiefs, you pay his Planet Fitness
for the first
membership fee for the first 3 months, 2 months, whatever. I think it's a good one.
But wow. If good the Chiefs win, Higgy's got to record a Twitter video.
Doing the truffle shuffle.
Shirtless doing the truffle shuffle.
And that's all we have for today, folks.
We'll be back next week.
Until next time, this has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast.
Go Cards.
Peace.
Play that outro, Daniel.